You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 8:45, quarter till 9. Let's lighten up a little bit here with the escape and everything else. Talk to Brian Kern, organizer of the Crew of Brew. Brian, how you doing?
John, great. How are you today?
Brian, I don't know if you know this or not, but my late dad went to school with your late dad, and I went to school with your brother. I don't know if you know that or not. Small world, isn't it?
I did not know that. Yep. You went to Shaw, well, I take it.
And St. Julian, actually, before that.
Oh, yeah, okay. In Algiers, yep.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. So let's talk about tariffs and parades. Well, let me jump, first of all. You have a lot to do with, you know, promoting New Orleans and all the success that the city has had and everything. Are you hearing anything from people around the country about this jailbreak at all?
I hang out in the French Quarter. A lot of tourists are in town, and they've all heard about it. And a lot of friends on the phone I've spoken to them lately that don't live here have all heard about it. Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing.
But, not anything that would have, yeah, I mean, it's embarrassing, but not to negatively affect the city from a business standpoint or anything, right? Yet?
No. I mean, not at all.
All right, that's good. Let's talk about tariffs and Mardi Gras throws or Crew of Brew throws and everything, and how much is purchased from China or how tariffs would affect all of this. You're the expert. Tell me.
Well, Crew of Brew, we've always, because we're a Halloween parade, we throw a lot of treats. And I've always, since year one, I resurrected the crew in 2013. And so this will be my 12th year stage in the parade. But I've always tried to buy as much local. I go local first, then I go state, and then I go country. Mm-hmm. And I try to refrain from Chinese items. However, I mean, Plush, you know, which kids love, that comes from China. Nobody's making that here in the States. Light up beads, which I'm a night parade, so I want the light up beads. And then just regular beads. And I've been purchasing these items, but this year I'm being quoted a price, which is fine, but we just don't know with tariffs what the price can end up being when it lands. It could be, you know, twice as expensive. So I'm on the fence right now about whether or not I'll order the light up and the plush. But for the most part, I'm adding some new elements this year. I've got Jambalaya Girl. I don't know if you're familiar with her. She makes seasoning blends, and mm-hmm. she has a jambalaya mix. We'll be throwing that this year along with her gumbo. And we've been throwing for years since the
gumbo mix
came back.
Gumbo
Excuse
mixed.
Me?
Gumbo mixed, to be clear.
Yeah, gumbo.
Not gumbo.
Yeah.
That'd be a mess.
Not hot
gumbo. No.
Yeah, hot. No, it's hot gumbo and cauldrons on the crowd.
That's not a good idea, no.
No. Aunt Sally's Pralinettes, which are a great item, very expensive, made locally. Chattanooga Bakery, which manufactures the moon pies, those are a great item. And we added those probably 5 years ago. And people love the moon pies. They throw well. Elmer's, our local brand of cheese curls, Chiwis, they're super popular. We throw a ton of those. We get our cups from Giacona Container Company, which is in Jefferson, Louisiana. Coffee, for years, PJ's was a sponsor, and I'm currently talking to another coffee company about coffee. But we throw 2.5-ounce frack packs of coffee, which go over real well. And then a few years ago, I added Just Born out of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, the Peeps, all the Halloween marshmallow candy, you know, like the, you know, Peeps for Easter. They have a whole Halloween line. And last year, Zapp's Potato Chips reached out to us about being part of the parade. They wanted to put their Zapp's fire truck in the parade. And so they're now one of our sponsors. And every rider gets like 100 bags of Zapp's to throw to people. And I would really love, I mean, I've reached out to him, but I'd love like Louisiana Fish Fry or one of the local producers of like a spice or a fish fry. I think that would be another great throw item, a nice bag with like 2 to 4 ounces of product in it. But for the most part, I mean, I think I'm probably going to end up, I'm looking at what stuff costs, and I can't figure it out because we don't know what the tariffs are going to do. I'm probably going to have to just up what I buy from the States this year, which, as far as I'm concerned, it's a good thing.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. Meanwhile, you can ruminate on that idea of cauldrons of hot gumbo. I think it would go with the Halloween theme. Doesn't have to be boiling hot or anything. Just maybe tepid, all right? 8:50, 10 till 9, more with Brian Kern. We come back talking about having the throws made, and he said he starts with local and goes to state, then goes to country. And I want to talk more about Mardi Gras when we come back, too, because it seems as though there has been a move toward throws that people can actually use. But then you get to, like, if it's a brand name of something, does that have anything to do with the commercial products and if there's a way around that and so forth? 8:51, 9 till 9, traffic now.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, WWL. 8:57, 3 till 9, Tommy Tucker back with Brian Kern, organizer of the Crew of Boo. Brian, you know, I knew your dad for a long time, and he would be proud, I think, of what you've done with the Crew of Boo, because he was very passionate about it. He would come on with me at night, and I just want to tell you, as a New Orleanian, I think you should take a lot of pride in the fact of what you've done with the company, because I think you are a true visionary, as was your father, and you're looking ahead to years and years down the line. And I just want to tell you we're proud of you. So there you go.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind. Thank you.
I mean that sincerely. Let's talk about throws, because it seems as though, I know Halloween is different because they're not bound by the commercial product rules that are Mardi Gras.
Right.
But it seems like the crews are getting the throws that are more usable and just, you know, you get the beads and then you turn them over to be recycled or whatever, as opposed to stuff you can use. Is there any way the city council would consider like maybe a compromise between commercial support for Mardi Gras and just at least being able to throw products that people could use or want to eat? Because they do throw moon pies, don't they?
Yeah, moon pies get thrown. But my thoughts on it, I mean, I've spent a lot of time thinking about it. I think anything made in New Orleans, if it's a brand that's made in our city, I think you should be able to brand your item and throw it out as long as it's tastefully done. But like Bacchus or Endymion, one of the big super crews, they can afford, because they're going to be throwing enough of the product to do custom film. But I still think the name of the company, if it's local, if it's made in Louisiana, should be on there. It should be able to promote it.
Going to what you said.
Better than buying all the – what's that?
Going to what you said, like starting with local and then working out the state, it's better than – you were getting ready to say it. Go ahead, say it.
Well, no, it's just we're throwing stuff that comes from China, and why wouldn't we want to support our local economy? This could be a booming business model for companies. You know, we'll throw your product, but it has to be manufactured in Orleans or Jefferson Parish. You know,
how do you
maybe
make that happen?
People would want to. Excuse me.
How you make that happen?
Well, if you have a product that wants to get into Mardi Gras, and you have, you know, 50,000 plus people throwing items, it could be a significant amount of money if it's the right product.
But I mean, politically, do you bring that before the council, Mardi Gras committee? What happens?
That's a good question. I'm sure the city council and the powers that be, the crews, would all have to agree on it.
You know what? We got to go here. But look,
yes,
just like your dad and my dad worked on something together, you and I could work on this together. Let's make that happen, all right? Stay in touch.
Sounds great.
You
all
bet.
Right, Tommy. Have a good
Barry
day.
Kern,
thank you.
Brian Kern, you too. Organizer of the Crew of Boo. We'll be back.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.